There's only one place to be, and that is Inspiration 105.9 with you.
Thank you so much for staying right here on Inspiration 105.9 FM. It's that time where we get to talk health, to keep you very much health conscious. Welcome to Health Break. My name is Ima Dem. On the program this morning, we are looking at malaria, an issue we get to deal with here in Nigeria, around the world. And as we count down to the World Malaria Day, that is happening on April 25, 2022 this year. All hands are ready on deck, even ahead of the day. Before now, talk about the beginning of the year 2022. All efforts just geared towards elimination of malaria, controlling malaria. And we're looking at the Akwaibom State, our very own space, talking about malaria control. And this morning I have two resource persons. Dr. Boniface Upong is from the State Malaria Elimination Program here in Akwaibom. Thank you so much for joining us on the program this morning.
Thank you, madam, for having me.
Okay, and I also have Dr. Ayinkere Kandem, consultant, public health physician with the University of Rio Teaching Hospital, UUTH, live with us this morning. It's a pleasure to have you in the studio.
Thank you very much.
Okay, so we are talking malaria. Every need to talk about malaria and how we can work towards controlling and work towards elimination of this particular disease. There's been loads and loads of conversations around what we need to do. You know, we've talked about over time, there's awareness creation, you know, beyond even the talk on radio. We have, you know, jingles talking about how to take care of our environment, the need to prevent malaria as much as possible. And so that's the conversation today still. We're looking at stakeholders' participation and the role towards malaria elimination in Akwaibom. Stakeholders' participation. I'm sure there's so much talk about everyone being involved in this particular activity, or should I say interventions when it comes to controlling malaria, spread of malaria. And I would like to talk about the stakeholders' participation. Can you take us through that? But first of all, let's just see how we can streamline or define who the stakeholders in this space really are. I'd like to start from Dr. Boniface Upong, the State Malaria Elimination Program representative.
Thank you very much, Imadem. Thank you, Akwaibomites. Before I go into who are the stakeholders, I think it is important to, you know, highlight certain facts about malaria. You know, malaria is a parasitic infection, you know, caused by Plasmodium species, which is transmitted by infected female anopheles mosquito. And it is a preventable and curable, you know, disease. It's a major public health infection, you know, right now, that's caused a lot of deaths and morbidity, you know, on our people. Currently, we have 241 million, you know, cases of this infection, as evidenced by the latest World Health World Malaria Report 2021, and we have. So many people have also died from this infection. Over 627,000 people have died from malaria. So I think the World Health Organization and all the partners have come together to create awareness on this serious scourge called malaria. So that's the extent of World Malaria, you know, Day. And today, this year's theme is revolving around equity. It's an advanced equity, build resilience, end malaria. Because we cannot afford these cases of malaria and this number of deaths among our people, you know, all over the world and especially in Africa and Nigeria, you know, to be specific. because Nigeria actually contributes 27% to this global burden of malaria, and over 32% to the deaths of, you know, to the deaths attributed to malaria. So it is time, in fact, it is time to create more awareness, let people know that this scourge, which has affected, killed so many of our people and has impeded their productivity, let us come together as a people and see how we can forge forward and bring an end to this deadly infection. So the stakeholders here, where it's all of us, all the citizens of Akwa Ibom State, all the people, right from the government, the private sectors, you know, partners, wherever you are, at the community level, we are all stakeholders. So let us come together and see how we can, you know, eliminate malaria and make Nigeria malaria free. So okay. That is that for now.
Okay, so you say we're all stakeholders.
Yes.
Everyone is a stakeholder.
Yes.
Because we are all affected.
Yes.
Okay. I'd like to go to Dr. Onyekere at this point to just look at how as playing our parts as stakeholders been in terms of, I know you're usually on the field as well, just like working alongside the state malaria elimination program. So how would you rate or assess the role being played by everyone? Just like he said, everyone is a stakeholder in the community. You know, on the parts, we have the implementing partners who come in to see how they can help with interventions, you know, just mention. But then as much as possible, even breaking it down and seeing how we can segment those who are meant to be involved at the community level, at the government level. How has the participation been so far?
All right, thank you very much. Just like he has rightly defined, stakeholders are those who have an interest in any events. And the event we are looking at now is malaria, and it concerns every one of us. We are either affected or infected at any stage of our life. So the stakeholders are many, and so far they have been contributing their quota, but I know we still have a lot to do. Looking at, for example, government is a major stakeholder in the elimination of malaria. And when we talk about government, we talk about government at the various levels, the federal government, the state government, and even at the local government area. They have been involved in development of plans, of policies that guide us, you know, in implementing the malaria interventions across states. So that's one of the roles. And government is also involved in allocating resources to malaria control and releasing those resources. In this regard, government has tried, but there's still a lot of room for improvement, because malaria being one of the diseases that kills, you know, most of our citizens, then we need, you know, much more in terms of revenue allocation and release for the control of malaria. Government has also, you know, contributed its own quota by employing health workers and strengthening the health system, renovating the health facilities. But we know that currently we still don't have enough health manpower in the various levels of health facilities. Some have retired, some have died, some have exited this, you know, country for greener pastures outside. And so it is still the place of government to ensure that, you know, those who have left the system in one way or the other are replaced, so that we can have, you know, a vibrant, we can have enough health workers in terms of their numbers and mix to make sure that, you know, we can implement the malaria interventions at the health facilities. Government also help and has been helping in ensuring quality, continuous quality improvement at the various health facilities where malaria interventions are done. So these are some of the things that government has done, including provision of health insurance. You know, that is mainly done at the federal level, and we are expecting...
So we are still keeping our fingers crossed when it comes to the state.
Yes, we are still expecting the state to do more, because at the federal level, less than 10% of Nigerian population is covered, and they have access to the basic treatment of the one of the most, you know, fundamental problems like malaria. So we need this to be replicated in the states so that more people can have access to it and even extend it to the level of the private or the informal sector, like the market women, the artisans should have access to malaria treatment and prevention if there is an insurance program ongoing for them. Partners also have roles to play, and they have been doing well so far. They have supported government in terms of, you know, getting the commodities, getting the medications, and continuous monitoring, and in our record system, distributing these commodities to various health facilities. But like we said, the partners can still do more. But, you know, we usually call them partners. So there are partners that are supporting government. Government should own up for the program, so that whatever, you know, contribution the partners, you know, make can make a lot of sense. The private sector, especially the organized private sector, also have a role to play. In some other countries, you know, the production of anti-malaria drugs are actually done, you know, in those countries, and that will make, you know, these commodities and drugs to be available at a cheap, you know, rate for citizens of that country to have access to. That's one area that the private sector can actually come in, helping us to produce the anti-malaria medications in our country. That will increase access to these drugs, and then we can also ensure quality and avoid the use of imported fake drugs into the country. That will also help. And they can also, as part of their corporate social responsibility, earmark a certain, you know, amount of their profit to supporting the malaria elimination program in the country. The media have a very big role to play, and I want to thank the media, Inspiration FM, and the other media houses that have been doing a lot in helping to sensitize people about the causes of malaria, what to do, how to utilize, you know, the interventions that are available. Because if the people are not aware and they still say that malaria is caused by standing under the sun, no matter what government.
Okay, so we have myths to deal with as well.
Yeah, so the media houses have really helped us, you know, to help to debunk these myths and misconceptions. And we really need this to continue. It shouldn't only be during World Malaria Day celebrations. We need the jingles to run always so that people will get to know that malaria is actually caused by the bite of an infected female Anopheles mosquito. And when interventions like the use of the long-lasting insecticidal nets are distributed to them, they will use it for the intended purpose and not to use it, you know, to fence their vegetable farms or use it for fishing and other things. So the media really has a very big role to play. They have been doing so well, but we expect them to do more if we really need to end malaria scourge in this country. The religious leaders have a big role to play too, and the community
another
leaders.
Another key stakeholders.
Very key stakeholders, because especially in our state here, where a lot of people do not go for antenatal care, and those who even go do not deliver in health facilities. We know that we have a certain kind of intervention that, you know, is earmarked to prevent malaria in pregnancy. There's a drug we give them monthly, you know, from the second trimester up till the time that they deliver. And these drugs are actually given to them at the health facilities. So our women who do not go to health facilities to deliver because their religious leaders told them that, you know, this kind of pregnancy, you shouldn't go to hospital and stuff like that, they will not have access to this very important intervention, which protects both the pregnant woman and the unborn baby from the adverse effects of malaria. So we need them to encourage our women to go register in health facilities, have antenatal care, have access to malaria preventive services in the antenatal clinic, including even the distribution of long-lasting insecticidal nets. So we need more, you know, cooperation from our religious and community leaders. And for the individuals, like, that's the last level of, you know, stakeholders. We are actually the ones that are infected. We are actually the ones that are affected. So we need to, you know, use the interventions that are made available to us. Government partners would spend so much money, acquire the long-lasting insecticidal nets, you know, get the drugs, and then the people will get the long-lasting insecticidal nets and do not use it. Put it in their boxes, in their homes. You know, they use it for other purposes, not for malaria prevention. So the people need to utilize whatever intervention that has been made available to them from government and partners so that the effects of malaria, you know, will not be so much on them.
Okay. I have in the studio this morning Dr. Anyeke Ekanem, is a consultant public health physician with the University of Yotichin Hospital, UUTH, and Dr. Boniface Upong from the State Malaria Elimination Program. You can be part of the program. The number to send your WhatsApp messages to this morning to be part of the program, 0906-0308705. The numbers to call in with, 0818-222-9105, 0905-995-1059, to be part of the program. We are talking malaria and how we can also contribute towards the elimination of malaria, controlling malaria spread in Akwa Ibom State to reduce the burden. How can we be part of this very key sensitization, very key demand to see how we can control malaria spread in Akwa Ibom State? And I'd like you to send in your questions as well to our Facebook page. Just drop them on our Facebook platform to be part of the program this morning. Okay, so I'd like to go back to Dr. Boniface at this point. Dr. Yenke, we are taking time to, you know, highlight the stakeholders and, you know, from different groups of persons, and then to the individual as well. So he's talked about the media, and I want to ask at this point, what is the community engagement like beyond we, you know, having to do this on radio? Is there one-on-one engagement with the community so they understand what they need to do to stop the spread of malaria?
Yes, there's a plan, you know, and you know, the state government collaborates with our partner, especially Breakthrough Action Nigeria, then into social behavioral change communication. So they go into the community to, you know, educate people on how to embrace the key interventions that we have, you know, and also to improve on their health-seeking behavior. So this ongoing, they've been doing, their presence is felt among about 14 local government, in fact, 16 local government in the state. So it's ongoing, all those behavioral change communication in collaboration with the community and all this, you know, the media, you know, practitioners.
So how is that faring in your own assessment? How is that faring? There's been talk about, you know, persons using the insecticide or net for different purposes. We've seen that happen over time, and how the sensitization has been on to ensure that they understand that this is meant, you know, for, you know, malaria prevention, to see how the mosquitoes can be, you know, kept away from humans and all that. But then we see people using it in their farms. So how is that going in your own assessment and in other areas, environmental cleanup?
Yeah, you know, it's like I said, it's ongoing, and you know, change process is not the one off, you know, but like, you know, behavior change, like I said, embrace using the key intervention for the purpose that it was meant for. Like they only distributed the long-lasting insecticide, and that was in 2018. And if you go around most some communities, we've discovered that, you know, most of the people, they use the nets to, you know, do their control their farms and all that,
so what's the strong message now, the strong message emphasizing, you know, how very key or important the use of the nets for the main purpose is?
So the main purpose, the main message now is, like this World Health Malaria Day celebration, we are trying to re-emphasize that the people should use these nets, these key interventions, for the purpose that it was. Because if we, you know, if we distribute the net, very soon we are going to carry another mass, you know, ITN distribution campaign. If all the households are supposed to have this net, this net is supposed to, they're life saving. Because I roll out the statistics. If you don't use these interventions for the purpose that it was meant for, we'll still be recording the deaths attributable to malaria. So people should, that's why I say, we are all stakeholders in this business of eliminating malaria. even at the level of the community, the households, they should endeavor to use our intervention like this net for the purpose that it was meant for. We engage faith-based, in fact, churches, mosques, and all that to educate their members on how to embrace, on a proper use of this intervention. Example, insecticide treated nets.
Okay, so beyond the treated nets, what other methods can we actually prevent malaria in terms of the maybe the vector control? We should also look at that as well.
But net is, like I said, is a key intervention. But we have other interventions, like larval source management. So where we indict to the community, we encourage people to keep the environment clean, deseal their drainages.
So these are some of the messages you take to the community.
Yes. And, but the most important thing is just try, when you have this net, try to sleep consistently every night inside the net, so that that is the only way we can control the eliminate malaria in Nigeria and in Akwa Ibom State. So those are the key messages. And if we are sick of malaria, we also tell them, if you have symptoms of malaria, example fever or whatever symptom, please go to health facility for treatment. Don't
self-medicate.
Yes.
Okay, I think I have a caller. Hello, good morning. Someone there?
Hello, good morning.
Good morning to you. Thank you so much for joining us. What's your name, please?
I so much thank the whole debate there in the studio. But I don't know whether it has gone around the health facilities of this state. The state of municipality is number one. You can remember that in March, a medical doctor was kidnapped in Ikorepo Cottage Hospital in an operation room. If you go to some health facilities, there are no equipment. So I think the government should look around and look at what we can do to improve the condition of the health facilities.
Okay, improving the conditions of the health facility.
The medication, the malaria equipment that the guest has said have been distributed to the health facilities, I don't think it is true. We have to look around before it comes back to address the issue.
Thank you for your take. Keep your calls coming in 0818-222-9105, 0905-195-995-1059, and your messages to the WhatsApp number 0906-030-8705, and also our Facebook platform. You can keep your questions coming through. Even after the program, we can still address any of your concerns. Okay, I'd like to go over to Dr. Nyekere.
Yeah. What the caller has mentioned is very key. That's actually one of the key responsibilities of government at the various levels. If we have insecurity or crisis or conflict in any community, even when the malaria services are available, then people will not have access to it. So government has a key role to ensure that there is peace in our communities.
Okay,
both
that's
at the national.
The role of government here emphasized.
Yes, it's very, very, very important. And he said that we said that the malaria commodities are like LLIN has been distributed. No, what Dr. Obama actually said that in a short time there will be this mass distribution of LLINs to households. So that is yet to happen. I think the last one happened in 2018. So it's usually after a certain period of time when people would have used the one that they got before, that the nets are redistributed again.
Okay,
so
I have another caller.
That will happen.
Okay, good morning to you.
Hello, good morning.
Welcome to the program. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Thank you. My name is calling from Ikoramba.
Please go ahead.
What I want to thank God for the doctors who are there and the suffering malaria. I want to say, enforcement. Because when you see doctors, they are gone around, or health workers who are about to distribute the mix, people use it. to prevent hens or goats also from entering their water leaf farm or whatever. I think people should be arrested. Because
okay.
If they are not, if there is no enforcement or arresting such culprits, this will not stop. This thing was to prevent malaria. And it's killing many people, even children. And these people will not use a net for the purpose for which it was given to them. So I think we need some enforcement. Because if they walk around, the health workers walk around and see, either they remove it or they arrest such people.
All right, then.
And that will contain the misuse of the net. I have seen it in my own environment. Thank you.
All right, thank you so much for calling. Let me see if I can take this last call. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Welcome to the program.
Good morning. My name is Ife Mabasi. I'm calling from General Hospital, Etinan.
Welcome to the
malaria
program.
Malaria is a serious problem in Nigeria and even in our state. For the situation, maybe you are not having malaria and you go to the hospital and you carry malaria back. Is it fair? For instance, this hospital, mosquitoes too much. Mm. There is nothing like light. The generators are there, they're not working. And you have all the mosquitoes biting on you, chopping you. Before you, by the time you wake up in the morning, you have all the bed, the spread, filled with blood from mosquitoes. And there's no light. There's no light, there's no water. How do you survive when you come to the hospital and you have mosquitoes all over your body? Don't you come to the hospital and buy mosquito back and malaria back? It is serious. What do we do? What is the hospital management doing in this kind of a situation? Thank you.
Okay, thank you so much for your take. Okay, I think we have just just about 1 minute to respond to that.
Okay, the mosquitoes, someone going to health facility and taking mosquito back, even when you didn't go there with mosquito. Health facilities are also encouraged to provide LLINs to their inpatients, and then the patients are also advised to use them, especially now that the weather is getting cold. So the issue of heat contributing to non-use would not be an issue, because we now have more water in the environment, which provides a breeding point for this. So the use of LLIN, the mosquito nets, in hospitals, in health facilities, and even in boarding schools is strongly encouraged, because this will reduce, you know, the burden of malaria in such sleep-in facilities, just like we use them in our homes. And then even in those hospitals, the issue of environmental sanitation is also key, because if the gutters and the bushes around there are cleared and the patients sleep inside the LLIN, you can also even go to hospital with your LLIN,
yes,
to sleep inside it to protect yourself, so that, like he said, you don't get malaria back from hospital when you did not go there for the treatment of malaria.
Okay, yeah. So to the response about sanctions on persons using the LLIN wrongly.
You see, the concerning misuse of commodities, especially ITN, I think it's important that, you know, it's not a one-off thing. Like, you know, sanction, it's something we are, you know, stakeholder engagement. We need to engage people the more and talk to them, because this thing is actually meant for the health of their households and health of their community.
That caller is strongly saying, is it possible to arrest persons using this wrongly, so they stop doing it the wrong way?
Yeah, you know, because like enforcement has been punishing people, arresting people, you know, we have to, like, you know, have a law to what that is, not the
okay, but
the
enforcement, are the efforts towards enforcement?
But the thing is, we keep on engaging people, health talk, we talk to people in the community, let them see the needs, why they should use this commodity for the purpose that it was meant for.
Okay, I don't have time anymore. I wish we could keep talking, but I like the fact that the listeners are giving us perspectives to look at, you know, and they're also being part of this conversation. Malaria is a very serious issue, and just like you dropped those statistics, you know, it's very important that we work towards avoiding, preventing malaria and avoiding death
so
as much as possible.
It's engagement. We engage the lawmakers and all that and see how, those could be.
Okay. World Malaria Day comes up 25th of April. That's the much we can take this morning. My name is Ima Dem. Thank you so much, Dr. Boniface Ukpong, Dr. Anyekere Kandem, for coming on the program.
Thank you, Ima Dem.
Do stay with us right here.
Inspiration FM. Family Radio Station.